Can you tell us, how can grieving with hope help Christians prepare for and even face suffering?
Well, in the book, booklet, but I think of it as a book. It was as hard to write as a book is, and even harder because it had to be a lot shorter. You know, there's an old saying about, if I had more time, I could have made this sermon shorter. If I had more time, I could have made this book shorter. But you usually don't have that time. But I had to do it this time because there's a word count limit. And that's good, because when you cut something down and keep cutting it down, you're looking at the stuff that you're cutting out and you're going, wow, I think that was pretty helpful, but I have to cut it out. So what that really means is, what's left, hopefully, is the very most helpful. So if anything that's in this booklet, there was a reason for it being there. It was not like just a throwaway line, you know, literally going through and taking a 12-word sentence and making it an 8-word sentence, you know, just to cut down the word count. So what I'm saying is, it's stuff about grief. There's scripture in it. I start and end with Psalm 23, the familiar shepherd psalm. But I say some things about Psalm 23 that I think are not normal things that are said about it, but I think they're true to the passage. And then I quote from Nancy as she journaled about Psalm 23. And I tell our story, but I also talk about the things that are true of everyone who's grieving. There are universal things about grieving. There are some things that, now what do I do when they're with the Lord? You miss them terribly, but there's got to be more to the rest of my life than only grieving. I've got to go on with the rest of my life and grieve in the process of it.